Live from the Casino Queen Studios, let's get back to the ITD Morning After with McTernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on the new Team 1380.
Nice. This one's for you, Kyle Rennick. I gotta tell you.
Tell me something. Tell me it now and don't despair.
Sure, I had my hopes and dreams for this show.
Right.
Let Al sing for a minute. Can't get enough Al Stewart. But I got to tell you that as funny as it was, this hang-up by Kyle Rennick has really left me a little dejected.
It sticks in your craw.
Maybe this show isn't taking off the way I thought it was.
Come back to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380. Brad Thompson of your St. Louis
Cardinals. I'm switching mics. This mic is awful.
Will join us in the next segment about 10 minutes from now. I'm really looking forward to the Ticket Guy's email of the day. That is coming up around 9:45. Great prizes today, brother.
What do you got?
$50 gift certificate to the Lifestyle Center. I have that painless laser hair removal. I've experienced it firsthand, so I can.
What would they charge me if I just wanted to go there and have them rip out a hair in my face?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I bet it's like a buck.
I don't want to say yes. I don't want to say no because it could be cheaper. It could be more expensive. I don't know.
But I think the going rate's a dollar.
That's one of the prizes. Then also two VIP passes to Pro Vodka's presentation of the InsideSTL.com Girl Next Door of the Year competition / party and Team 1380's AFC-NFC Championship Party on Sunday at Lush 3037 Olive. And that features cheap booze, cheap food, and lovely ladies walking around and competing for $2,500 wearing a lingerie. Oh, yes, it's going to be a nice Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll tell you, after I get all the details finalized, I will also have a week's worth of passes to the world premiere of a swing set for Molly.
Oh, my God.
But I don't want to do that yet until we sign.
I didn't know that they did big premieres for ABC After School Specials. As a matter of fact, I don't think they've done ABC
After School
Specials in about 15 years.
Apparently now DreamWorks is interested.
George Lucas wants in on it. Is he part of DreamWorks?
I don't know. Barely know what DreamWorks is.
Just picked a studio and shot her out there.
I would think they're all going to want a part of it. Because it's got hit written all over it.
There might be a bidding war.
Now that people find out that Charlie Bronson's Ghost and Danny DeVito are participating.
Yep.
that's a big hit.
What was that scene like, Tim, where she was like, Mr. McKernan, I would like to enter your contest. You see, my daughter Molly had a swing set. Now it's been stolen. And I haven't the money to buy a new swing set as a replacement. So if I could get in the contest and somehow win, then there would be a swing set for Molly.
That's a little fictitious as to how the whole thing took place, I have to be honest.
You ever see that? You ever see that JFK? That movie was, they took some liberties there. Some license.
Nice knowledge. No, they didn't. Nicely done, journalist.
Sometimes you toy and you tinker with the facts to make it more dramatic.
It's just based on a true story.
Right.
When I met Lindsay...
The spirit of the story remains, Doug.
Yeah.
When I met Lindsay, the girl that had the swing set stolen out of her backyard, and you don't want to laugh at a problem like that, because it is something that's widespread throughout our area right now.
Yeah.
Just needs to be covered a little bit more. But I was actually slightly intoxicated, and she was sitting with Danielle at Nectar Club there on Locust, and her breasts were just—they were really giant. I thought to myself, "Why aren't you doing this contest?" And that's how it kind of happened. So I guess
we'll leave that part out. I don't think that'll get in.
Yeah, that doesn't really seem to have the cachet of a woman posing to get her daughter.
In the story, she'll say, "I really don't want to do this. I don't want to appear in lingerie or be in your filthy little." Website
and
election, but if I can get the swing set back, I'll have to do it.
And she thought it over. She sought help. She sought counsel.
Uh-huh.
She had a meeting with her pastor, who will be played by Dick Van Dyke.
I can't believe he's available.
Yep.
He's still out there. Oh yeah, yeah. He'd be nice. Or maybe Pat Robertson. Maybe Pat Robertson would take an acting gig.
Would he be interested? 700 club host.
This is not going to be for novices. You know, Dick Van Dyke has a track record. He has a resume.
I think you need to fit Gary Coleman and Emmanuel Lewis into this somehow, some way. How are you going to do it?
They can play me and the cat on the radio show.
Kathleen Madigan.
That's fine.
So it'll be Danny DeVito
as you,
Gary Coleman.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'd actually watch this program.
I think John Lithgow should play my role, really.
No, one day it can be John Lithgow, and the next day Emmanuel Lewis can replace it. Yeah, it was never explained.
No, that would be too confusing. I couldn't sign off on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. But it does seem integrity is important to this project.
We do have, it seems like we have the makings of a hit right here.
I think that might be the move. Well done. A swing set from Ollie. We have Brad Thompson joining us in about 5 minutes. I'm reading in the paper here, as I was just browsing on the left column where the candidates usually throw crap. A Wisconsin man who is upset because his 7-year-old son wouldn't wear a Packers jersey during the team's playoff victory Saturday restrained the boy for an hour with tape and taped the jersey onto him. Matthew Kowald was cited for disorderly conduct in connection with the incident with his son at their home in Partyville, police said. Kowald, 36, was arrested after his wife told authorities about the incident and provided pictures taken from a cell phone. He was jailed for 2 days and paid a fine of $186 and was released.
That could actually be a co-feature with Swing Set for Molly. Cheesehead gone bad or something?
The poor kid, in that?
Poor kid didn't like football. His dad
taped
him.
They had to lock that father up for about 2 years in the kind of prison where people don't want to go.
Which prison do people enjoy going to?
Well, there are some white-collar prisons that are pretty nice.
What?
Spas and such.
Some
nice.
Out in La Jolla.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Some nice golf privileges.
Might have to hit there.
You know, in Los Angeles, if you pay an extra amount of money, you can be sent to a better prison than thrown into the county jail with the rest of the real criminals. Happens.
That's where you'd like to see Matthew Kowald go?
I think it's Gary Collins, former TV personality, was
he's in jail?
Was busted for a DUI in L.A., and he dropped a little extra money, and he got to go to the nice prison instead of the county lockup, which can be rough.
Nice. Yeah. I'd be in favor of that.
For this gentleman that taped
not the gentleman taping his son, but being able to buy your way into a better prison. Give some of your money to the prison system, and I don't think Gary Collins was
necessarily a threat to any of the poor people with TVs. So if you're saying you're a poor guy that has a first offense and found yourself in an unwinnable situation and you did something wrong, and because you don't have the finances, you have to go to the crappy jail?
Yeah, pretty much.
That seems unfair to me.
And if you can buy your way into a better prison, you probably ought to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's why we don't see eye to eye, because I am on the side of fairness, and you are the enemy of fairness.
Good point.
I'm all about unfairness.
That's a very valid point. We'll take a break and come back with Brad Thompson joining us. I also, while we have the opportunity, we talked about the Blues loss to the Blackhawks. We have the Friday, February 1st, inside STL.com Blues postgame party, in which fans can get tickets to the Blues and Ducks for $75, normally $125. These seats are club seats, and you have all of your food, beer, and soda included in that ticket.
What do you get those chicken strips?
You have those and a wide array of other things, such as hot diggity dogs. Hot diggity dogs. And your beer and your soda, and then you get to go to the post-game party, which will feature members of the Blues team and the Girls Next Door party for the month of January. That is February 1st. You can get those tickets exclusively and only, that's what exclusively means, through InsideSTL.com. They are going for $75, and we'll be selling those things, and they are up online right now. We'll take a break and come back with more radio brilliance. Brad Thompson of the Cardinals joins us on the ITD Morning After Team 1380.